The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Samet Bar. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Murzikin, Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marat Zikinati, Yafad Bat Sarah, and the Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanicham Began Aiden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashirama, Sarah Bat Rahel, Ne Moshe Mendina. Here, Nanafan Alehem. For the nefesh or for the goof. For the Tamkir Bad Mov, Vichin Rasuman, Amen. Begin today's daf on Samechia Amud Bet. And we are starting from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines on the bottom. Last two words on the line, Amar Abaye. Just as an introduction to the sugya that we're about to get involved in now, we know that things that are davar shebe'irva, testimony on a marriage, and things like that, things that have to do with arayot, you need two witnesses in order to testify. Famous rule, davar shebe'irva, you need shnei edim. As we learned above, we learned davar davar mevamon, just like for monetary testimonies, you need two. So for erva, also you need two. However, when it comes to other isurin, we have a general rule, ed ehad ne'eman be'isurin. One witness is believed in isurin, which means the Torah believes a person to say, I took terumah off my fruit. You can eat the fruit. You don't have to have two witnesses that saw him take it. He's ne'eman, or ne'eman that I slaughtered my animal and the food is kasher, just like we believe our ladies in the kitchen all day long when they tell us that the food that they're serving us is kosher. Right. Torah was ma'amina ed echad. This that the Torah gave ed echad ne'emanut is on an item that does not have a hezkat heter or hezkat isur, which means something that has behezkat isur, something that has a status that it's asur. So edehad is only ne'eman if it's biyado. As an example, an animal. The animal has a haskat isur. When it's alive, you can't eat it. It's not kosher. When the ayat comes along and says it's kasher, the reason why it's kasher and it's ne'eman because it's biyado l'shot. He has the ability to shot. He has the ability to... The fruit is behaskat tebel. And what? And now he wants to say that it's kosher. It's mufrash. He doesn't want maslot. It's biyado. Since so biyado, the echad is ne'eman. Okay, so that's basically the rules that you have to know. So comes the Gemara begins. Amar Abaye. First case. Amar lo edehad. Edehad tells a guy, achal tahelif. That piece over there, meat, you should know that's halif. Halif is the part of the behemah that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. Vehala shotek. And the guy that ate it kept quiet. So Gemara says, I mean, he's not machish. He's not challenging. He's not saying, no, it's not so. Shotek. So Gemara says, ne'eman. So there is a ne'emanut over there. Now, the hadush of this Gemara is, number one, it has ne'eman to say that this is hadith. Number two, what's this hadush over that he's quiet, that he accepted it? So the Mefashim say over here, first of all, there's the inyan of korban. Anybody that makes a sin of a lo ta'aseh, bishogeg, has to bring a korban chatat. Now, the inyan korban chatat, the Torah says, O hoda elav chatato asher chata. So from here we learn that a person who does not bring a korban chatat until he finds out himself that he committed the sin and not that he found out from others. Which means he himself has to find out that he did this. Oh, I ate chedef. Oh, you did it by mistake. Oh, so now he has to go bring a korban. However, if let's say somebody tells him, hey, you ate chedef. And he says, no, I didn't eat chedef. So there's going to be patur from a korban. In this case over here, where he was not machish, where he accepted the witness's testimony, he kept quiet, the ayat is ne'eman, and we consider it as if he found out
by himself, and therefore the Qurban that he brings is going to be kasher. That's the chiddush of that. The Tanatuna, we have a Tana that agrees to Abaye. One witness tells him, "Achalta chaylev v'hala omer lo achalti." He says, "No, I did not." Patur, he does not bring a korban in such a case, because he challenged the edehad. Ta'amad, amar, lo. Only because he said, "I didn't eat." We make a new ka'ishtik. Mashma, if he kept quiet, meheman. Which means, when the guy is mechish, when the guy says, "No, I didn't eat it," so then already, you need to be ohoda ailav hatato. Which means he has to find out about the sin that he committed himself. And therefore he's going to be patur. When he keeps quiet, it's like shitika kehoda. It's like when the witness is saying what it is, and he keeps quiet, saying, "Oh, I ate the chedev." Mashiach, when the guy challenges, so therefore there's no korban. So the braita that we just read over here supports the shita of Abaye. The tafka, where there's a shitikat re'edehad, there's a korban. But if there's a challenge to the edehad, there's no korban. V'amar Abaye, amar lo, second case. Abaye is going to give us three cases. V'amar Abaye, amar lo, edehad, nitme'u taharotecha. Your taharot, your perot, that were tehurim, became temi'im. And definitely you got to treat them with the dina perotim. You cannot eat them when you're tahor, and things like that. V'allah shotek, same case, he kept quiet, ne'eman. Edehad tells him your perot are temi'im, he's ne'eman. Same story, your food became tameh, omer. And this guy says, "No, they did not." He challenged patur. Gemara makes a diuk. Same diuk. But if you kept quiet, ne'eman. We don't know why we need two cases of saying really the same thing. Your food became tameh. Now you can only eat it when you're tameh. You cannot eat it when you're.
How can I say no? What do I know?
He knows. Very good. So he says, "Lefanecha, the food became tameh in front of you." He says, "Oh no, didn't become tameh. I was there for front of me. I was there. Didn't become tameh." He's challenging it. But if he kept quiet, that means he's modeh. So now he'll have to deal with it as tameh. He can eat it when he cannot eat it when he's tahor. There's no korban in this case. It's just that he has to now negotiate with this fruit over here in a different way. Third case. Amar Abaye, Amar lo edehad, shorecha nirba. Your shor was a person had a relation with your shor. Sodomized the shor. And therefore it is pasul for the mizbeah. You cannot bring this shor as a korban. Okay, so the edahar is fine. Your shor is pasul, the korban, basically. Ve'alah shotek. And he kept quiet. And therefore, ne'eman. So the ed is ne'eman, and therefore the shor is pasul indeed for the korban. V'tanatuna, and the right that I support this, same story. V'shene avda bo avera. Any shor that a sin was done to it, or let's say v'shehemit, let's say the animal killed somebody. Okay? So that's also pasul for a korban. Al pi edehad. Right? If one witness testifies, or al pi abe'alim, or the owners themselves testify, ne'eman, they are ne'eman to possess the korban for the animal for a korban. So you have to say, al pi echad echidah. What do you mean edahad? Give me the case of edahad. I dekam wadu ba'alim. If the case is talking about what edahad said, your animal was nirba, and the ba'alim agreed and said yes. So the Gemara says, hainu al pi ba'alim. That's the case of al pi ba'alim. We have two cases in the Braita of it. We have Alpi edehad or alpi ba'alim. If the case is that the edehad says it was nirba and the ba'alim said yes it was, so that's alpi ba'alim, that's one case. So ela must be the edehad case is talking about ela lav deshatik. Ela must be the edehad case where he kept quiet. Oh, so we see what? Again, if edehad testifies, shulchan nirba and he kept quiet, so that's already an emanut that he has, and therefore the animal becomes pasul korban. So Abaye said three cases that were supported by three braitot. Case number one was achalta chaylev v'shatak. Case number two, perotecha nitma'im v'shatak. But case number three, shorecha nirba v'shatak. And all three cases, the edehad is ne'eman, and they were based on the shetika of the owner. So comes the Gemara and says, v'sericha. Oh, you need all three cases. Why? You just told me the first case. Unless the guy was certain that he ate chedev, because nobody wants to bring chulin to azara, he has to bring a korban now. Now, if you're bringing a korban unlawfully, you're now making a big avon. You're bringing a non-korban into the azara. So then, in the first case, I'll say the edehad is ne'eman. When the guy kept quiet, because she could assume that a guy does not want to bring chulin to azara, and therefore lo ava maiteh. And therefore, you could trust him, because we know the guy has a reason that if he kept quiet, it must be really telling the truth, because nobody wants to bring a korban unlawfully. But and that's why he kept quiet. His keeping quiet is an agreement. Yes, therefore bring a korban, and you could assume that a guy's not going to bring a korban unlawfully. Aval. When the second case, the guy says, your tarot became to me'im, me'mar amdinan, hide the shatik. You know why he kept quiet? The savar, hazeh de be'metum ato. Right, so he became to me, so I'll eat it during my times of tum'ah. Everybody says, maybe he's really not ne'eman, and that which is keeping quiet is just... Because he's saying, okay, so I still have a way out to, I still have a way out to be. Look at Rashi. Ve'lo echpat le, ve'lav hoda'ahi, umutarim le'teorim. That's the key. Which means other teorim people, they'll be able to eat this the stuff over there. Which means you want to say that his silence is an acquiescence. Maybe his silence of saying, okay, so he wants to say it's tamer. It's not like he's ruining the item for me in totality. I just have a way out to eat it. But really, really, in truth, I'll say what? The item's not tahor. His agreement is not an acceptance. Because he's saying, okay, let him say it, big deal. I still have a way out to eat it. Oh, v'yesh me'inan ha'az. If you gave me the second case, mishum nekam mefsid lebe me'taharato. I'll say, no, the reason why his name kept quiet, because the guy doesn't want to lose it during the yemetara. So even that case, the silence is an acquiescence, and therefore the edihad is ne'eman aval shoron nirba. But in the case of shoron nirba, ne'emar amar kol shivarim lav legabe mizbeach kame. So who cares? Every shor you bring as a korban, who cares? If I lost, so it's okay, we're going to say korban. But every shor goes on mizbeach as a korban. So therefore, he's keeping quiet. It's not really in agreement to the edihad, and therefore could be that the ed will not be ne'eman in such a case. Therefore, it says tzedika. You need that case as well. So each case teaches me an extra. The first case, pashut. First case, well, I'll be named as his silence is an acquiescence, because you got to assume he's telling the truth. You got to assume that his silence is agreeing, because he doesn't want to bring a korban chodim ba'azara. Second case, okay, he doesn't want to eat. He's not going to agree, because now he's going to lose already the eating of the perot. He can only eat it bituma, so it's minimizing his eating. So if he keeps quiet, must be he's agreeing. Otherwise, he would have challenged it because you're taking away my eating bitara. In the third case, you would say in that case, he kept quiet because he doesn't agree with the guy. He just said, okay, so watch. So I don't know. I can't make as a korban. No, the silence in all three cases are an acquiescence, and therefore the edihad is ne'eman.
You should love him.
Right, I'll use it for something else. I'll bring it as a korban. Kamash Malan, no, you believe him, and therefore you cannot use it as a korban, this animal.
He's not killed. I would think
the guy will say, I'm keeping quiet, so I won't use it as a korban, I'll use it for something else.
Yeah, but we don't kill
him,
because something happened
to him.
Only two edim.
You need two edim to kill the short. The korban, isur. The edim is surim. The korban is isur veter.
But if not, we say no.
The gabe the isur over here. The isur. The reason why you don't kill the shukr, you need two witnesses for the roveya. So the law of the animal follows the roveya. That's why. So that says for killing the guy that did this, it's sekila if he does
something. Both will be killed.
Right. So both will be killed. So the animal gets killed only when you have two on the guy. So, but we're talking about the isur of it. And then the korban of it. Edehad would be ne'eman. Okay, that's basically the sugya. Okay, Gemara. Iba elu. Ishto zinta be'edehad. Guy comes along and says, hey, your wife was mizaneh with a guy. One witness, there's only one witness. Vishotek. And the guy kept quiet. So now the she'ela is, mau. So do you believe in Edehad in such a case? Amar abayye ne'eman. Rava amar enu ne'eman. We understand Rava. Havi davar shebe'arva. Ve'en davar shebe'arva. Mishnai. Hey, you want to send me for my wife? That's Rava shebe'arva. They're two witnesses. Edehad is not ne'eman. And when it comes to alayot cases, this is Arva. You want to send me for my wife? You need two witnesses.
Why are you bringing it
up? Yes, where does the bring it in? Well, how do I know that Edehad is going to be ne'eman in this case? Da'u samya. There was a blind guy. Da'va misadir matnayata kamed emor Shemuel. He used to learn Mishnayot in front of Mor Shemuel. Yumachad nagala. One day, this blind guy came late to the shiur. Velo ava ka'atev. He didn't show up. Shadar shlicha abatrin. So Mor Shemuel sent a shaliach. Let me figure, go get the blind guy. Bring him to the shiur. Go see where he is. Adazil shaliach b'chada urcha. The shaliach came on one road. Ata'iu b'chada. So the blind guy came on a different road. I mean, they missed each other. He came this way, came from that way. Ata shaliach, when the shaliach showed up to the yeshiva, Amar, ishtozinta. Listen, I went there to get him, and I saw that his wife was having znut with somebody else. So, ata lekame de Mor Shemuel. So the blind guy now came to Mor Shemuel. What do I do now? He's telling me that my wife had znut with somebody, and the law is that if a lady has znut with somebody else, the surah de Baal, he can't go home. But he's only one witness. So the blind guy now was in a dilemma. Do we believe him? Don't we believe him? Amar le, imehem anach. Zil afka, which means if you trust this guy, then already you got to divorce your wife. Ve'ilo lo tafik. If you don't trust him, you're okay. You don't have to divorce her. So what does this mean? My love, im behem min alecha. If you trust this guy, de lav gazlanahu, meaning that he's not a gazlan. He's an honest guy. A gazlan is pasul le'edut. So he's telling, listen, if you trust the guy, the guy's a ne'eman guy, he's not a gazlan, he doesn't have a psula of, averot, you can trust him. If you know the guy's a kosher guy, and you believe the guy's a kosher guy, and he doesn't have any problem with his testimony, then already, you got a problem. Verava, also, therefore, you see why, according to Abaye, Edehad could be, oser somebody to his wife. Okay.
If you want that for sure.
No, not for sure. Drinking sota and things like this. Stam. To go home now. How can he go to his wife? I'd say that he was mizane. So now we'll see in a minute the Rashi. Let's just get Rava. So how's Rava going to answer? Rava says you need two witnesses. The Rava, imeim anach kebetere. If you believe this guy, like two witnesses. I mean, if this guy is such a strong ne'emanu to you, that you believe him like two, zil afka. Then go, get rid of her. Ve'ila latafka. So therefore, Rabbah's consistent his opinion. You need two witnesses. If this guy to you is like two witnesses, so then already, get rid of her. Now let's go, we got to go slow to see the logic in this case. Now we have the case. Now let's read Rashi. Ishto zinta be'ed ehad. Kilomar amalu edehad ishtikazinta vushotik. Okay, he kept quiet. So now maudi asin aedadav. Okay, velo avate hau samya aleite kavu alo d'teshu. The blind guy didn't show up to the yeshiva when he was supposed to. Shadar shemuel shaliach batra. He sent the shaliach shimaherenu levot to bring him. My love, imehem anach hay eid kishar edehad diadat beshenu mifsede edut. That was Abaye. You know that is a pasul edut. They love gazlan now. He's not a gazlan. Afkau il velochi shatu. You didn't challenge him. Edehad tells you something b'isur, even though it's really arva. But he tells you, and you didn't challenge him. So now we have to see some of the shittot over here. So he says over here, according to this shita of Rabbah. The rabbi told him, if you believe him like two, so Tava Shevar Vayi, you need two. So if you believe this guy like two, get rid of him. So he says, "Gam b'mekne zeh shabal ma'amin ledevrei ared en bedin yichulim lechafot leotzi et ishto." Kevan she'en kan shnei oedim. He can't force him to get rid of his wife. Because en davar shebe'arva, pachot, mishnayim. Aval ha'baal atzmo, kevan shebatuach hu she'achen zinta, hayav leotzi'a. Which means, beti cannot force, but if the husband really believes this guy, so then he's got to get rid of him. You got to shlish rik l'shalem na et ketubata. Why? Because you can't mafsid the ketubah in one witness. So then he's stuck. Once he believes this witness, if he has an emanut, this guy's telling the truth over here, and you didn't challenge. Question is, how would he be challenged? He's a blind. That's a question also. What do you mean, we're challenged? He doesn't know the Shunim over here. Because he wasn't home. Normally we say the Shtika is Oda'ah because he knows for a fact. This guy, even let's say the blindness wasn't an issue. Yeah, when he was home, he could have heard his wife making his nut. He wasn't home, the guy. So the shitika is... No, because he doesn't know. So the chavra will call it shitika. Normally the explanation of the shitika is, he's really saying, I did it. When the guy says, achal ta chalef. And the guy keeps quiet as if he's saying, yeah, I ate chalef. And therefore we say, it's like he found out about it, and then he has to be a korban. Perotecha nitmi'u lefanecha. Keeps quiet. So yeah, you're right. It must have became tamil lefanecha, then he believed the ayin. All these cases over here is where the shitika is not stam shitika because he doesn't know. The shitika is hoda'ah. Here, what kind of shitika hoda'ah is? The guy was on the road. The shitika is in town. Oh, I don't know. It's in town not. Then if you... V'tiris b'tosfot ha'rosh, sh'ma'aseh ye'b'ovet sh'asumeh hashad sh'yish laglayim l'davash is in town. Oh, you have to make a case. Well, he suspected that she did it. There was circumstantial evidence that it was true. V'lachenu sh'ba l'sh'ol et sh'muel ma'adin. That's considered like shtika kodah as well. Okay. Huh? Yeah, if he believes this witness over here,
it's a suit of the state.
Beti is not going to force him, but he himself believes him, he's got to give it, he's got to pay the ketubah. That's, who's that? That's, yeah, that's Rava. That's Halakha. That's the Halakha. Because again, he suspects it.
They should have
wondered. If he has, which means, in a case where he has no idea, the witness comes along and says, Ishtecha zinta. He has no idea, he has no suspicion, how could it be, what are you talking about? Okay, so you don't mind me the guy. There's no mitzvah to believe the guy. No, the contrary. Tachreish him. Don't you know what you're talking about, you're crazy guy. Go home. Don't believe him. Went to about a case over here where the guy's saying, yeah, okay, it's possible. Oh, once already you were saying it's possible already and you believe the guy, then you have a problem. But in a regular case of Eid Ahad, there comes Ishtecha Zinta, if you have no reason to suspect him, nothing, go home, zero. Eid Ahad, you need two Eidim to say Davar Sheber. The Hadush over here is that Abaye holds even one, Rava says two, but if he's Ne'eman like two, then already you have a problem. Okay, that's the subject on that. Okay. Good. Comes the Gemara. Interesting story now. V'amar Abaye. Abaye says, Mina amin ala. How do I know this business over here that one witness is believed to say Ishteo is in ta? That you don't need two. That one is enough. So long as the one is kashid. That's an important point. So, but he's saying, if the guy's a kashir, he's not a gazlan, right. Normally we say, whenever you believe in Edehad, you believe even in Pasul. Kol makom she'mina Torah Edehad, afilu isha, we believe. Afilu katar, afilu isha, afilu goy masiyah lefitumo. You believe even people that are normally Pasul. Here, since it's an arayot case, I guess, so we're believing in Edehad, but he's got to be kosher. So I told him, if you know he's not a gazlan, he has nemanut, So that Gemara, how do I know this? Mina la detanya. Famous story in the Gemara. Maaseh beYanai Amelech. There was a king called Yanai. You want to know who Yanai was? He was one of the kings from the Hashmonai family. Bayit Sheni.
It's a Kohen.
In the book of Josephus, they call him Alexander Yanai.
Hashmonai Dynasty.
Okay, Hashmonai Dynasty. He was a Kohen. Ashmonaim Kohanim. Well, we'll see if he was a Kohen actually. So the Gemara says, "Beyanayim Melech Shalach lechuchlit shememidbar." He went to a certain place in the Midbar. V'chibes sham shishim kerachim. He was a warrior. He conquered 60 cities. B'chazarato ayas sameya simcha gedola. He was very happy in his victory. V'kara lekod chachmei Yisrael. He called all the rabbis. Malayim avotenu ayochlim meluchim. When our fathers built the second Beit HaMikdash, the Jewish people built it in poverty. When they were building it, they didn't have any money. So they were eating salty foods. They were eating cheap foods, miluchim. Yirakot, like vegetables, salty vegetables, whatever it is.
Pickles,
things like that. So he's saying, but now, Baruch Hashem, we have prosperity. We have beracha. He just conquered cities. He has sovereignty. Let's eat these vegetables as a commemoration to what our forefathers did. It's only a commemoration because today he says we have Osher and this. Let's remember, the bad times. So they brought these cheap vegetables on gold tables, and they were eating. The reason why it says gold tables to show you now that there was prosperity. There was a guy over there, Ishlitz, Livra, Ubeliyan. He was a bad guy. Vilazar bin Poira Shemo. Vayomir Ilazar bin Poira li Yanai Amelech. So he tells Yanai. Yanai Amelech, the Bamshil Perushim Alecha. The Perushim, those are the rabbis, the Achamim, the religious rabbis, they're against you. Because there was rumors that the mother of Yanai was a Shivuya, that she was taken into captivity. And once a lady is taken into captivity, you have to assume that she became violated. And therefore, she's considered a Zona. And now, she married a Kohen. Kohen, Yanai's father was a Kohen. So now, Yanai is really a Halal. And therefore he's pasul the keuna. So this guy's wise guy, this Litz, Nevra, was making trouble. He said, listen, you know, the rabbis, Yanai wanted to continue the Hashmonai dynasty and continue to be both Kohen and Melech. He wanted to be everything. So he said, listen, the rabbis are against you, you have troubles. Umar, I said. So he said, what should I do? What am I supposed to do? So he told them, Hakem lahem betzitz sheben einecha. Go put on the seats. The seats of the Kohen Gadol, even though it was Shalom B'Shachat Avodah, then she says, you're allowed to be nehene from the seats, so there was no issur in putting on the seats, even if he's not a Kohen, put on the seats. Hakem lahem betzitz sheben einav. So he did it. Which means, that's how you'll start the conversation. He said, how am I going to get it out of them with their problem? Put on the seats, and already you see the rabbis will start screaming at you. Hayasham zaken echad v'Yehuda ben Gedide Shemo. V'yomer Yehuda ben Gedide li'Yanai Amelech, Yanai Amelech, Rav lecha keter malchut. It's enough that you have the keter, the crown of kingdom. Hanach keter keuna lezaro shel Aharon. But do us a favor. Could you save the keter keuna? Leave that for the people that come from Aharon. Shayu omrim imon nishbit b'modi'im. Because they said his mother was taken into captivity. That was the rumors. But they investigated really to get, there's truth to the story, and they weren't really able to verify it. The rabbis, Yanai didn't back down. Yanai professed himself as Kohen. The rabbis were upset at Yanai. So they were angry at him. They separated from him. ויאמר אל עזר בן פועירא דסרשע, he tells the Yanai Amelech, Yanai Amelech, הדיוט שבישראל, כך הוא דינו. Listen, if somebody is a regular commoner, and the people embarrass him, okay, what are you going to do? A commoner cannot react. Well, and you're a king and a kohen gadol. That's what you're going to do. You're just going to take it sitting down. You're not going to do anything over here. You're not going to fight back. Umar says, what do you want me to do? So this guy says, you want to listen to my advice? Urum sim.
Kill them.
Kill the rabbis. So Yanai says, what's going to be? Yanai answers back, good. What's going to be with Torah? Killing the Hakamim. So this guy, El-Azhar answers back, Hare Kirucha Umunahat Bekirin Zavit. Torah, you see the scroll of the Torah over there? It's folded up, and it's in the corner. Call out Tzil and Mod, you have over the Mod. What do you mean? We have books. Go study, let them go study. What do you worry about the Torah? Amar of Nahman Bar Yitzhak, Miyad Nizrekabu Apikorsut. At that point, Yanai already became Apikoros. Because he should have answered back in the Azar, Tina Torah Shebichtav. Yeah, Torah Shebichtav, good. Everybody can open up the book and read it. Torah Shebaalpeh, Mai. But if you're going to kill the Hakamim, there goes the tradition. So at that point over there, you see Ms. Kofir with Torah Shebaalpeh. And therefore, Miyad, Batotse Tzara'a, Al Yede, El Azar, Ben Po'ira, Bayahargu, Kol Hachme Yisrael. The evil sprouted out based on this advice. They went to kill all the Chachmei Yisrael. And the world was becoming desolate. Shimon ben Shattach. That was Yanai's brother-in-law. Shimon ben Shattach was a Tanna. Yanai's wife and Shimon ben Shattach were brothers and sisters. Ve'azir et Torah liyoshna. Okay, and Shimon ben Shattach saved the day. Eventually, he brought Torah back to Kleiser. Okay, now that you got the story of Yanai, now we got to get the halachic implications over here. So the Gemara starts. Hechi dame. What's the case that she says? Vaybukash shadavar velo nimsa. They tried to search the situation if his mother indeed was a shivuya. They marked was shehaziku be'azkat kashrut. She's eventually, obviously, something happened that they suspected that he was a ben shivuya or ben zona, right? Halal, vaybukash, and then they couldn't substantiate it, so they kept him a haskat kashrut, correct? They couldn't prove it. So the Gemara wants to know what was the case here. How did they try to prove it, and what happened over here? So Gemara says, "Echidame ilimad de betre amne ishtabai." Maybe originally two witnesses came along and said, yeah, we know the mother was taken into captivity. And two witnesses came along and said, not so. So if it was a safek, and if they put him back on Haskat Kashir, my hazid is samach tahani samuch hani. Which means, when you have two against two, why are you trusting the second two witnesses more than the first two witnesses? Therefore, should be a safek. It's masma by Bukasha Dava, they searched the case. They couldn't find anything, therefore they gave him Haskat Kashir. Why is Haskat Kashir? If it's two against two, so midi safek, lo yasa. Now we don't know. Why are you trusting the second two witnesses that say no, more than the first two witnesses that say, yes, the chaura, midi safek, lo yasa. Right? Oh, that's a good question. So I asked that question to Mishonim. What's the question? Ta'amid otal haskato. Normally you have a rule, two against two. So now they cancel each other out, and you go back to the Hazakah. What was this Hazakah? You had a Hazakah, Kashir. Oh. So he says over here, he says like this, Ela, She'ilu Eh, he says, Dechora Efshara Yalomar, Shemisafek Ma'amidim Et Immo Shed Yanai Ad Hazakatai Rishona, Shaitav Hazakat Kashrut, Umachshirin Ota, Umimela Kashir Af Yanai. Ela, She'ilu Aita Ba'a Ha'im Atzma Lebedin. The mother herself would have come to Bet Din, and they were judging the mother. We're not judging the mother. On the mother, you're judging the root of the problem. A mother, the root of the problem, you can say, Haskato was kashe before, but now I'm judging Yanai. Now, if Yanai's mother was no good, so we don't know. That's the whole diyun of it. What was his azaka? What was his status? So it's two against two. Anyan, the mother wasn't in front of us. Okay, so therefore it should be a safek. So that cannot be the case. Because really it's mashmah by Bukasha Davar, and it was unsubstantiated. So give me the story. Two against two, he would have been besafek. So Ela what? Ela be'edehad. Oh, so must be one witness came along and said that the mother of you and I was Nishmetah. That's what they wanted to be, Poselim. Right? And must be two witnesses came along and knocked out the one.
Yeah.
Oh, so when the two knocked out the one, you believe the two over the one. So therefore, they... Here we get to the proofs. Only because the two knocked out the one, that's why it was not substantiated. But if the one guy remained, and therefore we believe one witness to say, because it's the same case of it. Nishbit, you're saying that she's went with the captivities, and that's what happens in captivity. So you see, Abaye's proof. Abaye's ra'ayah, just what was Abaye's story? Abaye said, "Eh, they had the iman to say ishto zinta." The mashiv alva. No, we believe him. So like this case over here, if it wasn't for the fact that two witnesses came and knocked out the one witness would have been believed to posel yanai from the kiuna based on saying that his mother was with the shivuim. Now, how's Rava going to answer this story? Why? Because Rava says you need two witnesses.
Yes.
So then when one witness showed up and said that his mother's a Shivuya, Rava said, don't believe him. Rava says you need two. So Gemara says, Le'olam tre utre. Really, I'll tell you, it was two against two. Oh, if it was two against two, so the Chaura, he should be besafik. Why was he put back, why are you considered unsubstantiated? So he says, Uchda amar Rava habar min yomim be'ade hazama. There's a difference between Adeh HaKhasha and Adeh HaZama. HaKhasha means the two contradict. You say his mother was Shivuya. Two guys come and say, not. Two against two. Okay, so in this case over here, since you're testifying on Yanai, so it can't cancel the two out, and therefore, Chara should be a Safek. We don't know what it is. In this case, no. The two witnesses said, we know on this day we saw the mother was Shivuya. Two other witnesses come along and say, how can you test you with us? And when it comes to Adeha Zama, the Torah gave a ne'emanut to the second witnesses more than the first witnesses. By Hakhasha, that's contradictory. We say, Mashiach, the first two to the second two. Tifut Safik. Mashiach in here, especially against the Katuv. Adeha Zama are believed more. So therefore, once the Adeha Zama believed more, so put him back on the Hazakah, therefore it would be Kashir. It was two against. Really, Rava says, if there wouldn't have been Hazama, the two could have made a Shivuya, because the Mashiach Shivuya Rava, two. And that was the case. Oh, so then how did it become unsubstantiated? Because two came along with Mizim. Oh, Mizim, the second two are believed, and therefore the first two are knocked out like they never came, and therefore they put him back on a Hazakah, Kashrut. V'ibaitim, how can we give a second answer? Kid Rabbi Yitzchak, the mother of Yitzchak, Shivcha, Echnisu, Tachteha. Two witnesses came along and said, Shivuya. The second two witnesses did not come to disagree. They said, yeah, we know she was a Shivuya, but you don't know the story. They pulled out the mother of Yanai before anything happened, and they put a Shivcha in her place. So the Goyim, they violated some Shivcha. So therefore nothing happens. So therefore the second witnesses are believed because they're not, they agree, but you don't know, they're adding information that was, so it's not HaKhasha. It's just coming along to, yes, she was in this beat.
New evidence.
But new evidence, exactly. That the Shifra came into place over there. Right? So therefore she was never in the Isra.
Yes.
Good. Okay, I'm a Rava. So what do we say again? Rava holds one witness that says, Ishtecha Zinta. Not ne'eman. Unless the guy keeps quiet and has reason to believe, and he believes that witness, Beti will not force him, but he himself has to be Puresh from his wife. So Gemara says, Mina amina la. Yeah, how do we know that? That she says, De'en edehad ne'eman bedavar alva, lifsol, vafilu in lo machish. Right, even if somebody's not contradicting, how do you know one witness is not enough to say Ishto Zinta? Which is, that's the case. Right, again, Rava says not Ne'eman. In the story of the blind guy over there, it was only because he told us, if you believe him, then you already got to be hashish, but you don't have to believe him. Yeah. Right? If the husband comes along and says, if he comes to the rabbis will tell this guy, don't believe him. Right. Send a mitzvah now to go start being hashish where you never had a suspicion. It's only one witness, goodbye. So he says, Amar b'Shimon ma'aseh b'migura shel diskim b'yavne. What is that? Migura? Migurat Mayim is Berechat Mayim, but a pool over there, Shil Diskim. It's a Shem Adam, or name of a place in Yavne. Shaita Omedet Behazkat Shelema. Mikveh. Mikveh needs 40 Se'ah. Right? So the Mikveh had a Hazakah, but it had the 40 Se'ah. Umadidu, and they measured it. Venimset Hasera. 39. Kol Tarot Shenasu Al Gaba. So now what about all the taharot they did? How do you judge now? All the stuff that they purified in there. Hayar bitafon mitahir. Listen, up until this point, haskat kasher. From this point on, no good. I mean, they didn't retro it. That's the bitafon. Rabbi Akiva mitameh. Rabbi Akiva said, forget it. We don't know when it became haser. Therefore, you got to go, anything that was put in this mikveh that we know, you got to go back and make it tameh. Big machlokere. Amar bitarfon. Mikveh ze bihaskat shalem hu omed. Misafek ata ba lahasero. Listen, haskat kasher. You want to come along misafek now and say it was no good? Meaning it was no good from before? Al tahasero no misafek. No misafek. Don't come and posel it. Amar bi akiva. He looks at it from the person. Adam ze bihaskat tameh hu omed. The guy that went into the mikveh, he was haskat tameh. Misafik ataba l'taharo? You want to come and mitayeh the guy? Misafik? Al tarinu misafik. So Rabbi Tafon is going to the mikveh, and Rabbi Akiva is going to the guy. Okay, so far. Amar Rabbi Tafon, mashal, it's like an example. Le'omet u'makriv al gabeh mizbayah. Kohen, he's working on the mizbayah, bringing korbanot, doing whatever he's doing. Ve'noda shu ben girusha u ben halutza. All of a sudden, I find out that he's actually a halal. He's the son of a divorcee. So Rabbi Tarfon says, we have to accept what he's saying, that till that point, whatever he did, from this point on, similar to the mikveh. Amar Rabbi Akiva, no, mashal omedu makriv al gabeh mizbeach venodashu ba'almum. He's doing the korban, all of a sudden he realizes he has a blemish. Sha'avodato pesula. For some reason, we'll see why, mum, already retro. Ben Girusha, forward. So it depends how you look at the Kohen, the Mashal of the Mikveh. So Rabbi Tarfon compares it to a guy who just found that he's a Ben Gerusha. Rabbi Akiva compares it to a case where a guy found that he's a Mum. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Ata demito le Baal Mum, Vani demitiv the Ben Gerusha, or the Ben Halutza. Nir'e demi dome, but let's see what's really analogous to. I dome le Ben Gerusha ve the Ben Halutza, nidorenu ke Ben Gerusha ve Ben Halutza. Im dome le Baal Mum, nidorenu ke Baal Mum. Let's see really the Mikveh case, what is it more similar to? So what it says, Hitchid Rabbi Akiva Ladun. So Rabbi Akiva started to analyze. Mikveh Pesulo Biyaqid. What is it, Pesulo Biyaqid? One person comes along and tells us the Mikveh is Hasir, Edehad Ne'eman, and therefore all you need is one guy to say such a thing. Ubaalmum Pesulo Biyaqid. Very good. Baalmum also. All you need is one guy to say that we know the guy's a Baalmum. So just like Mikveh, it's Pesulas with one. So therefore, and Baal Mum is also the Psulas with one, so therefore it makes more sense to compare it to Baal Mum. Ve'al yuchia ben Girusha ben Halusa, she Psulo b'shnayim.
Need to end.
Ben Girusha is davar she'be'arva. You want to say that what, that this guy's mother was divorced, that's right, davar she'be'arva. So therefore you need two. So therefore don't compare it to a Ben Girusha case, compare it to a case that's similar, that it's a one witness is able to make the case. Davar acher, mikveh Psulo b'gufo. The mikveh, when you're coming to posel, that you're coming to posel the actual mikveh itself, the actual the waters. Baal Mum, pesulo begufo, right? And Baal Mum also, you're poseling the guy. The al yochia ben Girusha ben al shepeslo me'achirim. Ben Girusha already, he's saying something about his mother. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva claimed the mikveh case is more similar to a mum case. Just like a mum case, you retro everything. Mm-hmm. So too, in the mikveh case, you retro everything. Now let's go to the other rabbi. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Akiba. Oh, he liked it. Kol ha-puresh v'mecha, ki puresh min ha-hayim. Anybody that separates from you is like separating from life, which means saying something very, very good. Oh, now the Gemara starts. Hay ba'alum shepesulo biyachid echidame. You just told me what? Baal Mum is pisulo biyachid. One guy can come along and say this coin's a Baal Mum and he's ne'eman. What's the case? Idikam machish le. If the coin comes along and challenges and says, I'm not a Baal Mum, me ne'eman? Of course, he's not. And the odds only believe when the guy doesn't challenge. El adishatik. Oh, good. So must be the coin. Kev coin. Udikivate. Similarly, by the Ben Gerusha. Kabe Ben Gerusha min halutza deshatik. Right, which means must be the case of two witnesses came because the Vashem Elba and said, "You're being Gerusha." He must have stayed quiet. Viketani. Oh, and what do we say? Migve pesulo biyachid, ubalmum pesulo biyachid, val yochiyah ben Gerusha uben halutza shepesulo. So therefore what? You see, according to Rava, he brings an ayah. From this whole story, the main point we want to get out of the story is what? That Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalut, Rava, Sheba, Erva, you need Shnayim. So he says, Thomas, how's that? But you're going to learn this. Rava is the one that said what? One guy comes along and says, Ishto Zinta. Abayel, Ne'eman. Obviously, he doesn't know that this is the Vashem Erva B'Shnayim business. Remember, he clearly you see in this whole story, Rabbi Akiva said, Tabar Sheb Erva Girushin, you need two witnesses. The Abayel Amar Deodam Dekam Machishle. Oh, really, I'll tell you. One witness came along and said, you're a Baal Mum. And the Kohen challenged him. Because he challenged him, so then what are you believing in? Would the Kamart am I Behman? So then he asked, why is he believed? The Amar le Shelach Ahve. So he told him, if you're not a Baal Mum, pull up your sleeve. That she Shelach Ahve. Im encha Baal Mum, havshet begadech ben re'e. Vainu dektari Baal Mum pesulo begufo. Shinuchal le barer devarim. Which means the real I can tell you like this. The reason why when the two witnesses came along, when the one witness came along and said, Ba'al Mumata, we learned earlier, what's the case must be? Must be one guy came along and said, you're a Ba'al Mum. And the Kohen kept quiet, and therefore, he's a Ba'al Mum. Similarly, in the case where two witnesses came along and said, you're a Ben Gerusha, he kept quiet, and therefore, Dabar Shereva, Pahot Mishtaimi accepted it, therefore you need two witnesses. Rabbi Yeh says, no, that's not the case. The case is talking about where one guy came along and said, you're a Baal Mum. The Kohen challenged, I'm not a Baal Mum. Says, I'm sorry. If you're not a Baal Mum, pull up your sleeve. Also, that's why there's an Imanut as well. And therefore what? One person over there is not believed. It's only because the guy was machish. But in that case, he's believed because he could come along and tell him, pull up your sleeve. But in a chename, one person that will come along and say that you're a Ben Gerusha, whatever, he doesn't contest, according to Abaye, he'll be Ne'eman as well. Abaye is trying to argue on Rava. One is enough. Oh, one is enough. So again, I want to review. Rava held what? They need two. That was Rabbi Akiva's whole business. Akiva said, you have one. And what's the case of one saying that you're a Baal Mum? He kept quiet. He must have kept quiet. Because if he contested, Ne'enu Ne'eman. Similarly, with the Kivateh, by the case of two witnesses come along and say, you're Ben Gerusha, Ben Halutza, two witnesses came along, he kept quiet. And therefore, you see the two witnesses are Ne'eman, the Gabed Davash, Shibarba. One is not enough. So Rabba says, no. Really, one came and said, you're a Baal Mum. And what? The guy screamed. Why is he Ne'eman? Pull up your sleeve. With the Kivateh, if one witness would come along what? And say, Ben Gerusha. So then, no, in a chenem would be believed. That doesn't count about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it say. I want to double check that. Yeah, ve'amar ba'yeh, le'olam de'kam mechishte. The quiz mechishte'ed. That's why it's not Ne'eman. in Ben Gerusha Ben Hadutza. But in Chirabi, would he kept quiet, he wouldn't have believed. That's what's happening over here. So according to Rava, and then we'll conclude. According to Rava, what was the case? According to Rava, the case was, one witness came along, and said, the guy's a Baal Mum. Right? And the guy must have kept quiet. So the guy must have kept quiet. Similarly, one witness, here's the proof, I'm saying clearer now. Similarly, one witness that comes and says, Ben Gerusha Ben Halutza, with one witness and them keeping quiet would not be enough. So from here you see why you need two, because Tabas Shiva. And Rava says no. One witness, the only reason why Baal Mum was a question because he contested. Also, why isn't it Imam? Because still he can tell, pull up your sleeve. But one witness that would say Ben Gerusha and he kept quiet, then the Khanam would be believed. Good, that was that. So it comes to Gemara and says, the Hainu de Ketari Mikveh Pesulo Begufo. Baal Mum Pesulo Begufo. Right, and that's exactly what the Gemara said. Don't compare me to Ben Gerusha Ben Halutza. That the Pesul is in somebody else. Here the Pesul is in Begufo, meaning one witness is going to be believed by Pesul Begufo. Why? Because even if he contests,
check.
Hey, go check it. Pesulo Begufo. Rabbi Akiva said two things. Number one, Rabbi Akiva said that you have to compare it to a case of a Baal Mum. Because biyahid, mikveh is biyahid, and Baal Mum is biyahid. And number two, mikveh is bigufo shel mikveh, and Baal Mum is bigufo. What do you mean to say bigufo? That the reason why the world witness is believed, even if he argues, is because you can tell him, pull up your sleeve. So therefore, Abaye is not a problem with this piece over here. Abaye is able to answer. Good? Yeah. Comes Gemara and says, one more point. How do you know that a Ben Gerusha and Ben Halutza, that is Avodah, is Keshira? Because what does Rabbi Akiva say? That Ben Gerusha Ben Halutza, that up until what he did, is going to be Keshir. Why? How do you know that? Stop, how do you know that? Amar Yehuda Masu and Amar Kera, Vaita lo uzar o aharav. Ben Zera Kasher, Ben Zera Pasul. It says Vaitello ul Zaro Berit Keunat Olam. From the word Zaro, they're learning whether he's Zera Kasher or Zera Pasul, meaning even if he's a halal, he has a din of Keuna. Which means if he's a Vadai, of course no. But this guy that worked already, we're not going to possess anything he did until this point, and then going further, no. Abu Dishmuel Amar Mehaka. Barech Hashem Helo. Ufo'al yadav tirseh. That's blessing the Kohanim. Afilu chulin shebo tirseh. Barech Hashem helo. That even if he's a halal and he did the work, tirseh. It's accepted. That's why Ben Gerusha Ben Halutza, up until
they find out,
whatever he did is kasher. Rabbi Yanai Amar Mehacha. Ubatala kohen asher yeh bayamim ahim. You should go to the Kohen that's in your times. What are you going to go to Kohen Nasar in your days? Wow. It's talking about over the Kohen that was Muhzak Kasher, and then you found out that it became Pasul. But as long as you didn't find out that it became Pasul, you go to the Kohen Bayamim Mahim, the way he is right now. Right now, you had a Haskat Kasher. So whatever he did is kasher. Later on you find that he's no good. All you do is you go to it in your time, based on what you know. So we have three pesukim to prove us what? Ben Gerusha Ben Halutza, whatever he did up until that point, kasher. Now we're going to go another way. Baal Mum, the Avodah Pesulah Min Halal. Now Baal Mum is the opposite. We say whatever he did, even retroactively, is no good. How do you know that? Amar Avidah Mashmuel Damar Kera. Lachen Emor. Hineni Noten Lo Et Biriti Shalom. From the word shalom, we learn kishu shalem velo kishu hasir. Shalom, we're reading it shalem. He's got to be whole. Shalom ketiv. The word says shalom. Now you come and tell me shalem. Amar of Naman vav de shalom ketiahi. If you look at the word shalom in Parashat Pinchas, the vav is cut. So therefore, it's if you read the word the biriti shalem, which means the Kohen has to be shalem, Baal Mum is going to be me'akev. The vav is katua, it's cut. If you look at the Torah, the vav of the word shalom, it's not a full vav. Wow. It's split in the middle. Yeah. So it's haser like.
That's the only one like that?
Yeah. So therefore, it's shalem. Amen.